Good morning and welcome to Contact on Connect FM. I'm your host, Michael Clement. Live in studio this morning, I'll be having a discussion with Zach Pontius. He is a Ridgeway Council Borough-man, and we're going to jump into a few issues facing that the County of Elk County and local town of Ridgeway and St. Mary's as we take a deeper look at rural health care this morning. We're going to do that right after this message. Contact on Connect FM is brought to you in part by Community County Services for local, family-based mental health.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Welcome back to Contact on Connect FM. I'm your host, Michael Clement. Looking forward to this discussion. Live in studio with me this morning, he was willing to make the good 45-minute drive, Ridgeway Council Borough-man Zach Pontius. Thank you for making the time to come on Contact.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Michael.
Absolutely. And I do want you to share with us like who you are, but I will say you're a fellow Ute like I am. I know you did your master's degree at the University of Utah. My undergraduate is from there. I actually have a master's in Bible, but I want to tell our listeners who you are.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, I am a recent member of the Ridgeway Council, Borough Council, as of this January. You know, I'm a resident of Ridgeway. My wife and I moved to Ridgeway about 2.5 years ago, as you mentioned. I went to graduate school out in Salt Lake City at the University of Utah. After that, I lived in New Orleans for a few years. Ultimately, wanted to be back in Western Pennsylvania, so found myself in Pittsburgh. Was there for maybe 7 years. Met my now wife, and COVID sort of changed everything. Jobs went remote. We were trying to figure out where we wanted to live, and we felt that Ridgeway in Elk County was the best option for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that that's a big change, though, New Orleans to Ridgeway, but I think
it certainly is.
But still a great little town. Anytime you can drive up north and go see the borough of Ridgeway, I think it's a very unique, beautiful place.
It is. It really is. It is a vibrant community. What I love, you know, there are similarities, you know, with Ridgeway and New Orleans in some ways. The thing that I loved about New Orleans is it's such a neighborhood centric, community centric place, and I miss that. You know, you have to sit on your front porch in New Orleans and you interact and you're friends with your neighbors whether you want to be or not. And small communities like Ridgeway need people in them to do the work, volunteer, make things happen, and it gives you purpose as a person. Sometimes it's like, you know, rolling a rock up a mountain, but it's very rewarding in the long term, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So I had never met you before. I know we spoke on the phone, I believe twice now. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say it. I think you're upset. You're not happy with what's taking place in Elk County, and I'm just going to jump into it with Penn Highlands.
Yeah.
And this was a big story. Penn Highlands decided to close the maternal care in Elk County. Residents and local business leaders and elected leaders like yourself very upset by this decision. And as I understand it, they also announced on the same day that they were closing a big nursing home there.
Yeah, the Ridgemont facility in Ridgeway, yeah. In the borough of Ridgeway, actually. Yeah, so in February, they decided to make the announcement to end labor and delivery as of May 1st, which is next week, in St. Mary's at the Elk facility, and close Ridgemont, which had, I think, 20-ish residents at the time, that they had to be relocated, you know, upwards of 42 minutes to an hour away from where they are. And I don't know why you would announce both those things the same day. That it was definitely a real shock and a real blow. You know, as a resident and a council person who wants to grow the community, those are services the community really needs, right?
Absolutely. Like,
it's hard to attract talent and young people if they can't imagine starting a family in that county. There's a 6-county area that is kind of a maternity desert here in sort of northwest Pennsylvania, where that 6-county area is bigger than the state of Delaware, and it's like 150 some thousand people that it encompasses. So it is very concerning, I think, to not just Elk, but the counties surrounding Elk that rely on the maternity services that were there, because Dubois is even further of a drive, even much more challenging to get to, to deliver and have a baby.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know you drove here, which I appreciate. The drive was longer than this show is going to be this morning, but how long did it take you to get here?
Yeah, it was a good 45 minutes. I actually got behind somebody very slow, going slower than the state of Pennsylvania deems safe. So you don't know what you're going to encounter. We get weird weather, you know, in the wintertime, even in not the wintertime, we get weird weather. So there's just having a child is a very stressful time. There's a lot of unknown, and I think parents, mothers want to be able to control as much of that process as possible. So the place that they want to deliver, the doctor that they want to see, the doctor that they want to deliver, that's really important to the process, not having undue stress, all of these unknown things of, are we going to be able to get there? What month's it going to be? Who's the doctor on call the day that I'm going to be delivering? Because that's kind of what people are going to be forced to do.
Yeah, and my understanding is Spotlight PA, very independent newspaper, been actually doing a lot of work here in Dubois on other issues, but they also jumped into this and wrote a big expose article, if you will.
Yeah.
Interviewed some people from Elk County. Those concerns came up in the article. Can you give us some background? It sounds like a doctor in Elk County is getting ready to retire or something of that nature, and it looks like Elk County has like about 200 births, I think I read, and Penn Highlands is saying, well, you can have it here in Dubois.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. He's not ready to retire at all, actually. Okay. He's quite young.
Maybe I got it
wrong. He's in his 40s. Everybody loves him. The Elk, Penn Highlands Elk facility and maternity ward are like 4-star rated. I believe the Dubois hospital's like 2-star rated. It's really a lovely place. I think prior to Penn Highlands, they invested a significant amount of money into that maternity ward. So it's really very, very nice, very comfortable for expecting mothers. Dr. Cook is beloved by everybody we've talked to. People really like to go to him. He is just one OB. There are about 200 births in Elk. There are about 30% of people, women in Elk, I think, decide to give birth in Dubois. Could be a number of reasons. One of them probably is the wait times in Elk are very long because there's it's relatively understaffed. You know, I think Dr. Cook answers the phones so his administrative team can go to lunch. Like, he's, you know, doing whatever he can, which maybe is presumably why people really love him. So he'll probably have to go to Dubois or have some on-call version of being in Dubois. The one thing that they did say, and I want to make sure we kind of get this point, pre and postnatal care is going to stay in Elk. That was really important that they were going to do that. Mm-hmm. It's really important for outcomes for the mothers and outcomes for the children. But they said that they'll keep it as long as they have an OBGYN and it's sort of financially viable. So there's a caveat. So if they lose an OBGYN, they've already said it's really hard to recruit OBGYNs to come to rural America. They're costly. We can't find them. Their spouses don't want to live here. Like, there's a whole number of reasons why, right? You hear the list. I love it here. I've lived in cities. My wife grew up in a city. We love it here, right? You don't need 100 OBGYNs. You just need to find one that buys into what you're doing, right? So it's not impossible, but it worries me that there's a caveat. You know, there's a financial business viability caveat for a 501c3 that's supposed to provide care and service in your community. And there's the, as long as we have the OB, right? As long as they're there, we can provide the service. So that puts me a little bit on edge, because there was a 2015 article in the Bradford Era where the Penn Highlands leadership was telling us to calm down. You guys are being crazy. Labor and delivery is not going anywhere. You know, this is all conspiracy theory stuff. And here we are less than 10 years later going, hey, what are you doing with labor and delivery?
I think that's interesting because I think I read one of these articles in front of me that they made it a point to say that indeed this was not because of financial issues or anything like that. So
I don't know how it can't be a financial, like everything is a financial issue, you know, issue.
You and I know that at some point at the end of the day, it's going to involve finances, right? Even as you, a council borough man, at some point, even how many police officers you can have, even though you want as many as you can, comes down to a financial decision.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are hurdles. Nobody's saying that healthcare is easy. Yep. Healthcare post a COVID landscape is tremendously more difficult. I get that. But it's healthcare. We're not building widgets that we sell to people that maybe want them. These are essential services. And, you know, fundamentally, you know, the philosophy I have is you should be providing the best service and care in the locations that you exist, instead of expanding the footprint beyond what you can actually control. You know, the bigger this thing gets, the harder it is to implement systems, the harder it is to make sure that your morale is good, the people that, the great people, really truly great people, nurses, administration, staff, like the folks that come to Penn Highlands deserve to work in a facility where they feel empowered and they feel good about what they do and they feel like the work that they do matters, right? Because it's really important. And they should work in facilities that support that as well, not facilities that are like getting pieced off and, you know, moved up the street, or giving ultimatums of, well, you can work here, you can work nowhere, right? Like, we don't have a lot of choices. People that want to work in healthcare don't have a lot of choices here.
Right. And it should be noted that they did offer, my understanding is from reading articles, that all the workers could, to your point, be placed somewhere else in Penn Highlands.
Right.
And but that could be,
well, they said that about the folks that were in the Ridgemont facility. We can move you 45 minutes away. Your 90-year-old husband lives in Ridgeway. You get to see him every day. But you can just be 45 minutes away. Right. You know, like that's not great. And kind of going back, I think, to the Spotlight article, you're talking about kind of financial aspects of what's happening at Penn Highlands. And It doesn't look great, right? You know, this has to be a financial decision. Of course, they're going to use mitigating risk and the mother's and the baby's outcome during birth as a rationale, right? But you can always invest and make elk more viable or safer. Elk is a profitable hospital.
Yeah, it is, and I think it's an interesting point. I know throughout these articles, local business leaders have said, let's take a step back here and look at Elk County. Elk County is a little different than what most people think, right?
Yeah.
Because you have a strong base of jobs in Elk County.
Yeah, it is. So the general theme with rural healthcare is it doesn't reimburse well. The Medicare, Medicaid population's really high. It just kind of doesn't work, right? Well, Elk is really unique in that it has a really large industry base with premium insurance coverage. The Medicare percentage is actually lower than every other county or most counties in the state, certainly nationally. The Elk unemployment rate is lower nationally and across the state of Pennsylvania. So it is different. And you also have a large group of business leaders saying, like, what can we do to help? How can we partner? How can we come up with a new solution for rural healthcare that's specific to Elk? And that's what we kind of formed this group after this announcement. And we're trying to come up with different ways to make it viable. And
yeah.
we've been asking to meet with the Penn Highlands primary board and the leadership as a group to have this really probably tough but valuable conversation.
And what has been the response to that?
We have not got the meeting that we've asked for. There have been other smaller meetings that the board doesn't show up to, or the majority of the board doesn't show up to, meetings that invite some people but not other people. So I think there's a perception of, hey, we're trying to do it, but I don't know that it's in good faith, because we're operating because we know this is valuable. We know a viable hospital. We need to have a viable hospital to bring people here.
Right, and I thought I had read that Elk Hospital was on pretty stable ground.
Yeah, I think their last, they've been operating with like a plus 12% margin, which is pretty massive, actually, in healthcare. Usually,
right,
like a 2% plus or minus is good. So Elk is operating at a plus 12. A lot of expansions in Dubois, a very large expansion in State College that is over $70, $80, $90 million.
Yeah, I've heard it's approaching upwards to $90 million.
Yeah.
That's a chunk of change.
That's a lot of money, and it's hard to not equate, it's hard to not connect those two. Wait a second, you're building this huge facility, quote unquote, state of the art, best facility in your system, an hour and a half away, while simultaneously peeling off more services that are for women, services that probably disproportionately affect people without means more, right? Driving. You have a lot of medical appointments when you're pregnant, right?
Sure.
And people that work now have to go further, presumably, right? So, it is concerning. It's hard for folks in Elk to not feel like we're propping up the system, the Penn Highland system, and expanding into other markets.
Yeah, and I want to be clear to my listeners. Like, we're hearing one side from Elk. Of course, Penn Highlands leadership is always welcome to come on Contact and have a conversation much like this one, because I do feel, and I can hear Mr. Fontaine, who I know, I can hear him say, Michael, healthcare across America is a problem. It's even tougher in rural Pennsylvania and rural counties across our country. I think some of those things are true. They are true. I think some of these things, particularly after COVID, have become tougher. But I think you're making valid points as well. And so, but I want my listeners to know that there are always two sides, but we want to hear your side.
Yeah, no, it is hard. It 100% is hard. But it seems like they're using a model that works, like expanding, becoming this, you know, billion-dollar system. Probably makes sense and works in more urban settings where you can have these hospitals that are quote unquote centers of excellence that are 15 minutes from the other hospital that's the center of excellence. It's hard for me to think you can translate that model to a completely different experience, something that probably needs a lot of creativity, a lot of different solutioning, maybe county by county, hospital by hospital. But there are hospitals that are doing it.
Punxsy is doing it, absolutely.
Punxsy is independent. They're expanding. Warren has a really interesting partnership with AGH that allows them to maintain their own destiny and control. So it really fundamentally comes down to what does the board want to do? What do they want to prioritize? What is important to them? And if it was like making these rural hospitals viable in any way, they could do that if that was their goal. But I don't know that. It doesn't seem like that's the goal. The goal is to buy up other hospitals. You know, they have Tyrone and Huntington, which are now going to be within 45 minutes of the State College facility. I would worry if I lived in Huntington or Tyrone and relied on those hospitals, because you're probably going to get now shifted. You're just going to be another head that they cover in the network, but they'll force you and push you to go to State College.
Very well could happen. With that, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and let you finish up. Contact on Connect FM is brought to you in part by Lifespan Family Services for local adoption and foster care services.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
Welcome back to Contact on Connect FM. I'm your host, Michael Clement, having a very interesting and important conversation with Zach Pontius, who's a Ridgeway Council Borough-man, has concerns over Penn Highlands moving out their maternity ward and closing their nursing home in Elk County. Sir, there's never enough time. This is a very important issue. It takes, we could sit here for hours, I think. And as I've said, Penn Highlands is always welcome to come on the show and talk about this as well. We have about 2.5 minutes or so. I'm going to give you the final say.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much again for allowing me to come on and have this discussion. Like you said, we could probably chat for hours about such an important topic. If there's anything that I can sort of leave this conversation with, it's people in Elk County know what they have. We know where we want to take the community. We want it to be viable, and we're going to do whatever we have to do to maintain services. We'll find other partnerships. We'll continue to ask Penn Highlands to come to the table. And again, you know, please, like, let's have that conversation with this core group of individuals that are working towards it, the business, the board, and the leadership. It's the only real viable path forward for us to do that. And without that, we neither of us will succeed. Elk won't succeed. Penn Highlands won't succeed. You know, we're looking for community-based healthcare that is of the highest quality it can be. That's, we're not going to give up until we get that.
No, and that makes sense. I want to be clear, again, Penn Highlands leadership always welcome on this show. Zach Pontius, we appreciate you bringing this issue to us and having a discussion. Discussion never hurts, in my opinion. So we learned something today, but also we hope to hear from Penn Highlands and hear their side to this as well. But I think you made some excellent points on behalf of your community, so we appreciate your time and coming on.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day.